First off, this was a great day for our seniors. It was great the way that the fans honored them, and it was really good to see all of them play in this game. We've got a lot of respect for Kansas State. It was good to see them. They played hard. They're a good football team, and sometimes in this game, it gets a little crazy and go either way. So we've been on both sides of the spectrum now, and anything can happen on any given Saturday, that's for certain. But I'm proud of our players and our staff, and looking forward to next week against Colorado.
So can you talk about Joe's day, just how efficient he was in running the offense?
Yeah, you know, that's 4 years of experience, and receivers, I thought, played well, ran great routes against the coverage that we were facing. I thought our offensive line had their best protection day. And when you face a 34 defense, you know, you're going to have times where, you know, it's not a great pass rush front because of the way that it's structured. And so I thought our offensive line did a tremendous job with pickups. I thought we gave Joe plenty of time. And we got an opportunity to take advantage of coverage, and we're real fortunate. I just want to say publicly, I appreciate Coach Prince's remarks during the week in preparation. He was very complimentary to us and our staff, and I think he's a class individual. He's got nothing to hang his head over. These types of things, they've happened. They've happened to us. They've happened to a lot of teams across the country, but Coach Prince is a good coach. They're a good football team. There's no question that they'll bounce back. You just get one of those days where, you know, everything goes right or everything should go wrong. So, again, like I said, we've been on both sides of the spectrum.
What button did you push today, or put your finger on something you did today that these guys seem like
they played real well? I thought our kids played real well. I thought they practiced real well. And to go, you know, to go through the preparation and through the weekly preparation, in my mind, I go back and think about how well they've done. And to their credit, they stayed focused. You know, it's easy after getting blown out by 76 points to come back and refocus and play the game. Like I said this in the press conference during the week. I told you the kids are resilient, and they remain resilient, and they continue to be resilient, you know. It's a different dynamic in college football. I just believe that. I don't know if I can convince any of you of that or not, but I think it's completely different in a lot of different ways.
Did you look at that and not understand why you kind of note that out of them the previous weeks?
If I knew that, I would certainly be in better shape in terms of our overall record. But gosh, I thought there were times where we played well. I think we played more complete. I thought that the players, especially in special teams, were challenged against a good football team. I thought Courtney Grigsby did an excellent job of returning the ball. I was really proud of his efforts today. I thought we rose to the challenge against the number one ranked kickoff return and punt return units. I thought we did that well. I think we could have kicked a little bit better at times. I think, I don't know if Audie's ready for the 11:30 kickoff yet, but as time went on, I thought he got better. Special teams really ignited our play, and Courtney's return especially. I think it's been 9 years since we've had a return like that around here, so it was great to see him have a good day.
How pivotal was that return at a time when Kansas State had just taken the early lead?
Well, any time that you can answer a score with a score, I think that it takes the wind out of your sails somewhat, you know, because now, you know, you got to go back out there and do it again. And our defense held. I thought our defense played well. We attacked their scheme. I think a little bit different than we had in the past, and of course over the last few weeks. So different offense, different challenge, and then I thought our defense rose to it. You know, especially those young corners out there. Played a lot of Akamura today. Played a lot of blue. I thought they did a nice job.
Bill, you mentioned the losing streak. Watched the players sort of suffer through it. How much of not letting off the gas today was just so they could get some of their confidence back?
And we just kept playing. I didn't think about the score. You know, we just kept playing. Our kids did a nice job. They just want to go out and execute. And like I said, you get one of those days where everything clicks. You know, it's a good feeling. You know,
how nice was it to see them have some success?
It was great to see them happen. It was absolutely great. I'm really happy for them. And especially for the seniors, like I said, on a day that honors our seniors, I think it's tremendous that they had that opportunity to go out and win it here at home.
Thank you.
outside of just experience, what is it about Gans that he seems to bring the best out of that whole entire offense?
You know, like I say, I think it's everybody. I don't think it's just one guy. I think it's, you know, you get hot and, you know, the line played well and our backs ran well when we decided to run it. We ran it, you know, confidently when we threw it, the protection, the routes against what we were seeing. You know, like I said, every week's different. So you just get into one of those games where, you know, everything clicks and guys are running hard, running fast, they're making good throws. It all comes down to having time. You've got to have time to throw the football. I thought the protection was just outstanding today.
Bill, I know you would kind of keep the phrase on everyone, but for Joe to have the kind of day he did, you know, as the quarterback, and especially mm-hmm. with no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think it's tough. Him out, but
yeah, I'm proud of him. I'm real proud of him. You know, he's had a throw for over 500 yards and what, 7 touchdowns, I think, whatever it was. I think that's really good. You know, he made plays outside the pocket as well. I'm just really proud of him. You know, he deserves it. He deserves all the accolades that you want to heap on him. He's really done well. He's persevered through 4 years here, and he's gotten an opportunity. It started last week, and now this week, in 2 weeks, going over for 900 yards. You know, I think it's been outstanding. I'm really happy for him.
So you kind of hit it out after the handshake there directly. What are you kind of thinking after going off today?
Well, I just thought about a lot of things. Keep that private.
What did Coach Pence say to you after the game?
I just said congratulations, good game.
No complaints about the score?
No, not at all.
You said that you're talking about the score too much.
I'm sorry?
As the game went along, you said you
weren't really
watching the scoreboard that much. I mean,
no.
Going the ball in the fourth quarter.
We just played
football today.
You touched on emotionally what this means for your players. What does it mean for you?
For the players, I think it's great. You know, that they played hard and they played well against a good football team. That's a good football team. I think if you looked at the numbers and had a chance to see where they were ranked, you know, numerically speaking, statistically speaking, I think they were exemplary in a lot of areas. And we're challenged. There's no question about it. We're challenged. This is a good football team that we played today. They beat Texas. You know, they went down to the wire against Auburn. They played good football. They played pretty consistent football throughout the year. And like I said, it was just a real good win for us today. Okay, guys, thank you.
You mentioned getting off the field fast. Forget about singing the school song over there, or was that just not?
Oh, no, I think the kids, they celebrate. It's their day, so they should, you know, they should honor the student body. I think that was tremendous. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Being with players, just a moment here.